Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
God is good. I mean, and I was saying last Sunday that we are led. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. And you know, God doesn't do things and it just ends, and then there's always that chain. There's always that chain. So God sent Joseph to Egypt because he needs to preserve a people he has a covenant with. So Joseph was in prison, and it just seemed like life is dealing with me, and I'm dealing with life, and I'm winning. Praise God, because we're always winning. But that was not just the case. It is that you were sent there because a people are coming behind you who you, by the reason of being there, will be saved. Praise God. So there are places where you are right now, and everything in you is telling you, move, resign, run away, fly away. But you were sent there for a purpose. Praise God. I mean, that blessed my heart, really. Thank you, Hill City. God bless you. Thank you, Kenny. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying yourself in church? God is good. So I appreciate all the people who are joining us for the first time in service, all our guests, all our families who visited, and all those joining us online. Thank you for being part of the service. You are in for a good time. God bless you. Thank you so much. So today, we're continuing on our series, Kings and Priests. And although the series in quotes is coming to an end today, but we'll just keep saying the same thing in different series titles, really. Amen. Because that's what the Lord wants us to come into. God wants us to come into that consciousness of who we are as kings and as priests. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, in the spirit of our family and friends, I want to start with something a little funny. So shall laugh, even if it's not funny. Make sure you laugh. I'm telling you ahead. Just fast, start laughing. Praise God. Amen. All right, so there's this very old Tyler Perry movie when he's still doing Tyler Perry. Anyway, there's this old movie. I won't tell you the name, but some people will know it. So this this character is troublesome, very troublesome. So she was now telling, he's actually a man, but was acting as a woman. If I slap you now. How dare you? Praise God. Amen. Oh, I know you know. Anyway, so she was telling another woman, you know, this very religious woman, you know, she's spiritual. She knows them, they go to church, so we know these people as church people. And everybody knows this other woman as a very troublesome, not church person. So, this other woman who is a Christian was having issues with her child, right? And she was just, you know, they were just talking about this. And she was on the side and she said, the other not church woman said, it's just something that is wrong with you folks, that are church folks. That you are going to church, but you don't get what they are saying very well. You're reading your Bible, you're not getting it. He said, I don't know, it is written in your Bible. Now I'm using my words. I thought it's written in your Bible that it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Right? He said, yeah. You know, they'll even be looking, you even know that part of scripture. Said, yeah. He said, are you the redeemed of the Lord? Yeah. Are you the redeemed of the Lord? Yeah. So, beat the hell out of him and just say, so? So, scripture that says, read the name of the Lord, say so, is what now, just beat the hell out of that son and say, so? What will happen? Say, I am redeemed. Say, I am redeemed. You know, they were like, right? It's not so. Praise God. I told you to laugh very well. You're not laughing. Amen. Come and say with me, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am saved. I've been accepted in the beloved. Say, I am God's workmanship. I am God's workmanship. I am a royal priest. A city set on a hill. Say, I can't be hidden. Say, I am healthy. I am righteous. I am rich. Come on, are you saying that enough? I am rich. I am healthy. I am righteous. I am full of wisdom. I am growing in the knowledge of God's word. I am growing in the knowledge of God's word. Say, I am full of love. I am full of love. Oh, I am meant to display his glory. In the name of Jesus, I am marvelously helped by God. Come on, say that. I am marvelously helped by God. I lack nothing, for the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, for the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing, for the Lord is my shepherd. I have help. I never lack help. I never lack support. I never lack grace. In the name of Jesus, I am favored by God and man. In the name of Jesus. We must learn to declare these things again and again. Pastor, you said it this way. It says, what you cram, you forget. What you recite, you remember. So, and he now uses an example. There are things you learned in school that you'll be asked now. You have to think about it. But if I just say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, you never forget. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So now you hear God's word, there's faith stirred up in your heart. The more you are saying it, the more it's registering. You are hearing it again. You are hearing it again. You are hearing it again. You are increasing in that. You are increasing in faith in the knowledge of that word that you are speaking. Praise God. And the more you say it, the more you remember, the more you are becoming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I like to always say Moses is such a person. When you read Numbers 12:3, it says, and the man Moses was the meekest man on earth. Who wrote Numbers? He said, and the man Moses is the most humble in all the earth. And no, it's not pride. Do you understand? It's not pride. And the man Moses is the most humble in all the earth. Deal with it. I love the Bible. It's just so funny like that. So what you say about yourself is important. Amen? What you say about yourself is important. And let me say to you, you don't have to feel it. Amen? You don't have to feel it. You don't have to get an alert and they said 250 billion. You don't have to see those zeros to declare I'm rich. Because it's not the zeros that make us rich. Hallelujah. It's not the zeros that make us rich. We are rich. So the zeros just come. Do you get? Praise God. So you say it. So I'm feeling weak here. I'm feeling sick there. I'm healthy. Amen? I am healthy. Sometimes we want to say, we want to express exactly how we feel and say it very clearly and keep repeating it as though, see, it doesn't change by your saying it. That you're saying, you know, my head is doing me here, it's doing me there. It doesn't make it change. It doesn't what changes it. It doesn't mean you should, you know, deny the fact, but that sentence must end in truth. So I feel a headache, but by the stripes of Jesus, I've been healed. Amen? I really don't have a lot in my account, but, well, I'm rich. Do you understand? Don't let it end in the negative. Let it end in what you want to see. Praise God. Why it's important is that it crystallizes basically. Hallelujah. God is good. Some of you need to go home and, you know, write down the opposite of things you have said, the negative things you said about yourself. and get scriptures and make it a daily confession. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, first of all, that you are forgiven. I want to say to someone here, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. God is not keeping count of that wrong. He's not. You are forgiven. You let go. Stop reminding yourself of what God has forgotten. You are forgiven. So don't stay there. Don't stay there. That's Satan accusing you. Get up from that guilt and move on. And move on. And move on. I hope you know that we are not trying to be free. We're not trying to be free. He says we are free. If the Son had set you free, you are actually free indeed. You just have to believe it and walk in the consciousness of your justification in Christ. Hallelujah. The guilt of your past is where? Past. It's past. Okay. So let me try and move on to my message. So there are different topics, but I'll just put it together in a topic that I says, occupy till I come. Amen. Occupy till I. Okay. So it's actually the King James Version that used that, but it's fine. Regardless. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. From verse 11. Yesterday's boost was a blast. It was amazing, really. Praise God. I thank God. If you missed it, try to get the audio. It was recorded, so you listen. All right? I wanted to call people to tell us what they learned, but thank God the drama did that. So the spirit is, thank the Lord. Now, as they heard these things, I'm reading Luke chapter 19, verse number 11. He spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. To do what? Receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Oh, I think I didn't start. Okay. Yeah. So the part I wanted to emphasize is that he says, do business till I come. Verse 13. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. So when you read that in the King James Version, it says, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. And this translation, New King James, says, do business till I come. And the beautiful thing is that it's not do business without capital. So he sent you to do a business and he gave the capital. So that is why you know that God is just. So when he's asking you of something, it is that I've given you something to work with. You have the raw materials. So when you look at yourself and feel that I don't have anything. And I just said to that woman, but you have something. He said, I don't have anything but a small jar of oil. And said, that's it. As long as you have something. In fact, when you read scripture, you see that it says, even the one that says, I don't have, it says, the one you have will be taken from you and given to the ones who have. Telling you, so the one that will be taken from you, what is it? Do you understand? So it shows that you have something that you neglected. You have something that you didn't appreciate. Or you have something you were ignorant that you had. Since even though you say you didn't have, something can still be taken from that one. I'm saying there is nobody on earth that God sent here without raw materials, without something to work with, without things to live on earth and prosper here with. So it's not go and, you know, go and be my disciples, go and without, you know, anything, deal with it, struggle. No! Like we read again and again last week, He gave us abundance of grace. Hallelujah. He gave us abundance of grace. So He says, with these things I've given you, do business till I come. Occupy that space until I come. So two things are here. I've sent you in a place and I've given you a work there. Number two, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. So most times we are learning that we have an assignment here on earth. But I believe that in this age, I don't know if it is how busy the times are, how fast paced it is, we are gradually toning down on the fact that He's coming back. Do you know why it is important? You know, when we say Jesus is coming back, it's not, okay, hellfire. Then no, is that, there's, what did you do with the mina I gave you that is coming? Is that there is a question that will be asked to you. So it's not like, let's just be managing to stay out of trouble. Let's just be managing to stay out of sin. Jesus already took care of sin. So that's not what He'll be asking you. What did you do? He says, when He came back, verse 15 says, and so it was that when He returned, having received the kingdom, He commanded these servants to whom He had given the money to be called to Him, that He might know how much every man had gained by trading. So quick question. Are you trading? Are you trading? Or you're waiting to escape from earth? Are you trading? Are you trading? Ask somebody, are you trading? Are you trading? Are you occupying a space? God in Genesis, the one that puts man in a garden and says to tend it, has sent man this space. Give you a place. Man this space. Take care of it. So if I say tend the place, I give you a house, tend this place, just live here. And probably 2 months or 1 year later, I come back and the whole place is full of grasses. How would I feel? Would you have been tending the place? If you let snakes and scorpions and all sorts, you know, just override the entire house. So when He says tend, it means you are in charge. You're occupying a place. I just took the liberty to look up what occupying means in the English dictionary. And of course, it has so many meanings, but I got two. It says to take up a place or extent in space. To take or hold possession or control of. The second one that I also like says to fill or perform the functions of an office or position. To fill or perform the functions of an office or position. I realize that being a Christian, sorry, there's somebody outside. I'm looking at a young man outside. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm saying that being a Christian is an office. Being a Christian is what? Is an office. So it's like this. I'm a pastor. So you see, I'm occupying an office, right? So when I say I'm a mother, is that an office? So, I'm a sister. That's an office, right? So, if I'm running a company, I'm a CEO, it's an office. There's a position, right? In the same vein, being a Christian is an office. All of these things I mentioned is a lifestyle. So, you would not say, I know Christianity is a lifestyle, but it's an office you're occupying actively. When I'm a mother, it's my life. That's every day I wake up to it. I wake up to the responsibilities of that position. Are you with me? In the same way, every day you wake up, there is a call of God upon your life to live like Christ and act like Christ. So there are responsibilities for you as a Christian, which includes manning a space, which includes taking hold of a place. The first came, you know, this is also the story that was told in Matthew chapter 5, verse 25, I believe it is. Then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. So the trading that he was asked to do with the resources given, he already had 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little. He says, have authority over 10 cities. The second came, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. Then another came, Master, here is your mina which I have kept, put away in a handkerchief. In a what? So what does that tell you? I actually kept it very well. I was really guiding it. I was keeping it well. He says, kept away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. That's a stern, strict, harsh man. I'm just giving you other words for that. You collect what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? When you put money in our regular commercial banks, you know the profit or interest rather that comes is in trickles, right? It's in trickles, very small. But you see, that trickle is what he's saying. It is better for me that trickle is there than that you tied it in a handkerchief. Every person that is here in this house, hearing my voice, God has given you gift that is a blessing to the person next to you. God has given you things that is a blessing. It's not just about yourself. It is that no matter how little it is meant to be a blessing to the person around you. So when you are hiding it, it's not that you are just guiding yourself. It's that you are reaping others from the gift of God he has given to mankind. I usually say that people who are funny, now especially when they are Christians, are gifts to mankind. You know, these people that are comic in nature, like people that when they hold the mic, you laugh, you always laugh and laugh and laugh. They are gifts to men to just cause you to laugh. Every gift is, there's a return. And let me tell you, it's not that you are getting any monetary return on it. It's that the blessing on people, the people who are around you who are being blessed by those things, by that gift, brings glory to God. And that glory is return on investment. Are you with me? It is what? Return on investment. So the Lord has sent us as kings and priests to reign on earth. Amen? And he's saying to us that I've said, do business with what I've given you. Occupy a space, for I am coming. We all face the judgment seat of Christ. All of us. Amen? We all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and answer what we did with the things he gave us. Please never lose sight of that. Never lose sight of that. Say to your neighbor, Jesus is coming back again. Come on, say it well. Jesus is coming back. So if you understand that he's coming back, you will not sleep on the things he has called you to do. See where I'm going. Most times, last week, we were talking about you're waiting on things and waiting endlessly to be sure and very sure. You know, that's something the unbelievers don't deal with. Okay, yesterday in Boost, Jenny was talking about how believers access portals. Just don't worry about the word, but sure, heaven opens. We access open heaven. But when we access open heaven and ideas drop, we will stay on. Now, I'm not connecting it to last Sunday. We'll stay on that idea and be there trying to analyze. Somebody else that is hearing you, talking it, analyzing it, carries it and is already executing, running with it. You are still waiting. Is it your way? Is it not? Is it your way? Is it not? They have started, they are running with it. So that's a challenge they don't have, but it shouldn't be so. The Lord says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. They hear my voice and they follow. It's not hear my voice and they are waiting for me to speak again and again and again and again. They hear my voice and they follow. I've said this again. Why is it that we always believe that Satan is talking to us? Why is it that we believe that devil talks to us more than God talks to us? So we are always careful. Let it not be Satan that is leading me. Somebody feels like, let me enter into Bible school. Is it Satan? Satan will tell you to go to Bible school. Do you understand? Is it my mind? That means your mind has been renewed to align to do God's will. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. We've been called for an assignment. We've been called to own a space. And the good news or the thing that should be in our consciousness is that the one that sent us an assignment is coming back to ask us, how did we do on the job? What did we do? What did we do? And hear me, your assignment and my assignment are not the same. Your assignment and your neighbor's assignment are not the same. You know, when you hear people say, me, I used to try. I only miss church just once in a month. Just 2 times a month. At least I used to try. So the ones that you're missing, what were you doing? Is it an emergency? He said, no, it's those people, those ones that they even come once a month. Me, I just miss once a month. You see, it's not the same. When the Lord comes, he's not going to be asking you, well, you know, did you try? Did you do it or did you not do it? That's why I will try. It's not a statement we should be making anymore. You know, will you do something? I'll try. I'll try is you have now analyzed because I will do it except this, that did not happen. So you have said there are reasons why I won't come. I'll just try, but this, if it doesn't happen, then I'll come. When the Lord gives you an assignment, yes, sir, get on it. He knows the terrain more than we do. Hallelujah. He knows the terrain more than we do. So don't stay in a place and be, you know. I say again, Jesus is coming back and he will ask us what we did with the talents he had given to us. Now, all of us will not be pastors. All of us will not have microphones. But all of us have pulpits. Say to your neighbor, you have a pulpit. All of us have pulpits. You may not have a mic there, but you have pulpits. If you're a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, you have the life of Christ. You are Jesus there in flesh. So it means that Christ is counting on you in a space. I want that to enter our consciousness. I don't mind if coming every Sunday to say this thing I'm saying now. That we wake up to the fact that we have the life of God. And everywhere where he has planted us, he put you there to be in charge. He put you there to be. It doesn't mean that things will not come against you. When you read Daniel chapter 3, please open up Daniel chapter 3 and you read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So Nebuchadnezzar had built this tower of an idol. Now, these people were in captivity. They were in a place where it's not their land. It's a foreign country. Amen? So he built this big, set it up. The king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits. Its width, 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Jura. Go ahead. Just keep going. He sends word to gather together everybody. So everybody should gather, every official, to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Okay? He's like the president of Nigeria, for example. So the satraps, they are everybody gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Go ahead. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nation and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Go ahead. And whoever does not fall and worship shall be what? Cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. That's not a place you would like to be, right? So at that time, when all the people heard this sound, in symphony with all kinds of music, all of these people did what? Fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Go down to verse. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. Go on. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O King, live forever. Okay. O King, you have made a decree that everyone hears that shall fall down and worship the gold image. Okay. Whoever does not fall, this will happen to them. They'll be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. All right. Go ahead. There are certain Jews. Did you see that? There are certain Jews. If you are sleeping, say amen. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. What are their names? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So there are certain Jews. So this is saying they are not the only Jews, but there are certain Jews who are standing their ground to what they believe. Remember what I was saying to you? It's not that I am doing better than whoever. It's that I am standing for Jesus. I am raising and upholding the banner of righteousness. I don't care what every other person is doing. I'm not compromising, even if everybody is compromising. I'm telling you that everybody that goes to church are not believers. Amen? So you can't be saying they are church. No, they like church, but they don't know Christ. So you that know Christ, stand for Christ. Be the representation of Christ in that sphere. Are you with me? So these 13 Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he says, they have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. They do not take bribe. They do not write that they are early when they are late. Are you seeing that? In their manner of doing business, they are diligent, they are faithful, they will never cheat you. Even though it's okay to do that in an industry, they don't do it regardless. Are you with me? Amen? Hallelujah. So everybody is adjusting their fuel pump, they refuse to do that. Go ahead, please. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought this man before the king. Go ahead. He spoke to them. Is it true? I'm giving you what? Benefit of the doubt. Benefit of doubt. So yeah. That you do not serve my gods. Is it true, you people, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Go ahead. Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of this, so now I'm looking at you. It's not their said. I'm looking at you. So take a decision. Let me see it. Do it before me if you are bold. If they don't burn you well. I mean, if they burn you well, how did they speak? Huh? Okay. So if you hear all of this and you bow down and worship the image I have made, it says what? Good. You are safe. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered. What did they say? Oh Nebuchadnezzar, Oga Nebu,
we have no need to answer you in this matter. You see this conversation? Like, see, believers must develop that if I perish, I perish attitude as long as Christ is concerned. Let me not make any profit, but the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will never be blasphemed. Because sometimes when we see all those zeros, zero, 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 the zero is not ending. You cannot start praying, Lord, can I sign this? Tomorrow I'll ask for forgiveness and then we're good. I'll pay tithe. I'll give good offering. Pastor Chisholm will be happy. I will make sure she's happy. I'll make sure. You know, you're negotiating with God. He says, but sir, Nebuchadnezzar, in this matter, we're not careful to answer you. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. I told you last Sunday that God is proud when his children understand him, when his children know what he's capable of, when his children know that he can't fail, he can't disappoint, when they brag about him risking their life, he knows that this person understands who he's calling father. God is proud. He's proud. When a man will say, see, this meeting of your witches will not hold in this town. A man is saying to an organization, it won't hold. God will make sure it didn't hold. Elijah will say what? Be pouring water. Pour more water. You remember the story I'm telling? Pour more water. Elijah and Baal. Just keep pouring water. Pour water. Imagine pouring 2 tanks. 2,000 gallons of water. If you want to put fire, you take water and shift it. Abi, you shift water far away. But he says, do what? Pour more water. Is that I know God. I know the God whose I am. I know the one whom I call God, whom I call Father. I know what he can do. So you can be in the most disadvantaged position and just know that God will never disappoint you. That one with God is majority. So you better be standing with God and be standing with everybody else. I'm not married yet at 35. It's not a reason I'll go and pack my load to go and live with a man so that I'll do what others are doing. Girl, be smart. Girl, be sharp. Right? I tell you, be smart. Have sense. Only that that's not sense. That's senseless. Are you with me? Don't do like that. If you, you know, these husbands, if you do too much now, they will think, come on now. And you leave the path the Lord has laid before you and begin to walk away from his righteousness. Let's learn to let it be that I died believing. I died believing. I always remember my pastor Murphy, that his last birthday, you know, I can't forget it. Oh, I can never forget it. You see, pastor standing here, raising his hands with his eyes closed and singing, I rejoice in him, in the most horrible of states, in the most horrible of condition. Ah! A man who will say, I've been following God, I've been serving God, I've been doing what I think I know I should do. In such a state, it didn't feel like much. And it's not that I'm trying to sing it. You see it. In the most disadvantaged of I rejoice in him. That's much like what these guys were doing. I rejoice in him. We're more than victorious. We are more than conquerors. That's who we are. Our personality, our nature is more than conquerors. So let it be said of us, there lies a man who died believing.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let it be said, here lies a woman who died believing. That's what they demonstrated here. And listen, you know, at this time, it wasn't like they were full of the Holy Ghost. You remember what I've been trying to bring out, that men can make a decision. Are you with me? Or you are distracted? Men can make a decision. The Holy Ghost did not come upon them and say, stand for me. They decided, we're not going to do this. If we die, we die. If we perish, we perish. We don't care. Do you understand? It's not like one great power. The glory of God came upon them and no. Men decided. Men decided. They made a decision. And heaven backed it, backed them up. They made a decision. We are standing for Christ. It's a do or die affair for us. We don't care. Hallelujah. See, life will throw things at life will throw balls. No, that we are believers, that don't make us immune to sufferings, that don't make us immune to hard balls. Jesus typified it. His own ministry was suffering. Hallelujah. The core of his ministry was laying down his life. That was his ministry. That was his ministry. But he had a challenge. When he felt like, can I go on with this? He took it to God, because I'm going through with this. I'm going through with this. So Lord, I'm feeling this way, but I know you will help me. I know you will help me. He could have decided otherwise and turned back. Who said it would be easy? So you a righteous person. Listen. The world is a dark place. So you a righteous person. You are light. How do you think that you will come and they'll be clapping for you? Ah, you know, light has come. They don't even know. They killed Jesus, who was the Messiah. They didn't even realize that their Savior had come. Meanwhile, that's what they've been waiting for generations upon generations. Light came. Kill him. What did he do? He was healing the sick. He was preaching the gospel. All of them had a relative who had tested of the goodness of Christ. But they said, no. That's no. Ah. So people will now stop looking at us and reverencing us. Rabbi. So Oga will now see you that is doing well. Oga that is eating money. You that is honest. And he will not be tempted to fire you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Ah! They want to sign something. They know that you are their problem. You think they will not gang up against you? They want you out. But we are not afraid of the out. If the Lord puts you there, they can't kick you out. So we're not afraid of out. If we're going out, that means our assignment there is done. We are people on assignment. Our lives belong to God. So everything he has called us to do, we are doing it. Any day he says, this assignment is closed, we check out. It's not just on earth that we finish work and go. You can finish in a space. God will move you from there into another place. And that moving can be painful. It can be your best job yet. Can be like, this is where I'm earning the most in my life. And they just wake up and fire you. No reason. Understand that God was not sleeping when it happened. It's not like he was asleep. God, wake up! We are sinking. Can't you see that this boat, can't you see that we are perishing? Wake up, master! So you now wake up and say, hey, people are really perishing, you know? Hey, my God, what do we do? Okay, let's call to the Father. No! He woke up and said, oh God, why are people bothering me? Peace, be still. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? It's like, you're supposed to just say, peace, be still. Is that what you're calling me? I've called you to occupy the space. Man it, you own it. My life is in you. as Jesus is. Remember, he says as he is. So he still is. He still is. And then we are. We are because he is. So if Christ is victorious, we are victorious. If in all his persecutions, he was victorious. My brothers, my sisters, listen. Your back can never remain on the ground. Don't fear anything. You know, the cross of my message is be fearless. He says, I've not given you the spirit of timidity. I've not given you the spirit of fear, but what? Of love, of power, of sound mind. So the world will try to mess with your mind. They will try to throw things at you. But somebody said, Jesus is my sanity. The world will try to shake you. You wake up to all manner of news. But you see, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. So we wake up and do what we need to do. I was saying, you know, the Spirit of God prompted my heart yesterday, and I just want to say it to you, to us. I mean, some people, the person say, oh yeah, it's me. For so many of us who are running businesses, and you're running the business like you're running it for your family members, it's not the will of God. You don't talk about your business, you don't do, you know, marketing, you don't market your business, you don't even run ads in this generation. Be serious. Be serious. Talk about what you do. I was saying to somebody, said Jesus was moving from city to city, talking about the kingdom of God, his business. He did not stay in Jerusalem. See, everybody be coming to Jerusalem and be hearing what I'm saying. Are you with me? He was moving from place to place. Hear it. Everybody hear it. It's only the people in your street that know that you are selling oba. There's something called the birds of the air. Put it out there. Put it out there. Do you know the reason? The more you are out there, the more you meet people who you will give Jesus. Don't you understand? Because like we were yesterday in the booth, we learned our purpose on earth is to know God and make him known. The purpose of your business is knowing God and making him known. So you must open your doors to meet more people. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The righteous will be bold, shall be bold as a lion. So even if they're going to kick you out, that boss doesn't have your life, doesn't own your life. If you don't sleep with me, no promotion. Oga, I'm not even going to answer you on this matter. Do you understand? Should I? Should I not? Should I? Are you alright? You are saying should you because you don't understand who your father is. That can be the last time I will ever have. That tool will become unusable. If you don't understand, don't understand. God will give you understanding. But I'm saying that we must wake up to it. See, we have been called into a kingdom. A kingdom of kings and princes that you shall reign on earth. It doesn't matter that the person is above you. You are reigning on earth. Joseph had Potiphar. In all of his leadings, he had people above him. Not so. Not so. In all of his leading, he always had people who are above him. But did it stop him from reigning? Even in prison. Even in prison. There is no stopping a child of God. There's no stopping a child of God. If the Lord calls you on an assignment, see, go be going like, not God send me. Nothing will happen. And if anything happens, he's not unaware. They said, King, I'm not going to answer you. Our God is able to deliver us. Go to the next verse. Get to the next verse. He said, but if not what? I've been in a meeting, a man was trying to explain this to me. After he explained me, I was very confused. Very, very confused. Because he's trying to say, no, there's no saying that even if they don't deliver, that they're trying to, he's trying to say, let me not confuse you, don't bother. I was very confused. But he was just trying to say, the king is not saying if you put me or you don't put me. You know, if God delivers or if don't deliver. That they're saying whether you put me in fire or not. You didn't hear what I said, ba? That's how it sounded too. That the king, that the Bible is not saying that whether God deliver me or not. That he's saying whether the king puts us in the fire or not. I'm like, can't we read English well? Sorry, I've confused you with the confusion that I was confused. Sorry, forgive me. He said, but if not, he's saying the previous verse just said that God is able to deliver us. But he now said, but if not, doesn't it mean even if he doesn't deliver us? Do you understand? Even if he doesn't deliver us, let it be known to you, this thing is swinging, that we do not serve your gods. Nor will we worship the God image which you have set up. That is, we are dead. We are double daring you. I double dare you, fire me. Do you understand? I don't care. Don't sign the contract. I don't care. This business belongs to God. This organization belongs to God. So you can imagine how the king was. The king was saying, oh, wow, you people really believe in your God. Oh, I like this man. They believe in their God. Ah, please, everybody, let's believe in. Fury. Rage. His rage was as hot as his fiery furnace. He said, in fact, go and make it time 7. Question, did God show up? Did God show up? Let me tell you, those men had died. The moment they said, we don't care whether he delivers us or not, we're not going to bow down to your systems. We're not going to conform to the system of this world. Whether it benefits us or not, whether I have food to eat or not, I'm not going to take the path of unrighteousness. They died that moment. The fourth man on the fire is the spirit of resurrection. It was resurrection. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, everything that you are doing, know that you are the light there. The Bible says a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. You are that city. You are that city. God is not trying to hide his children. He's not trying to hide us. Let me hide them from this world or from world people. Let them know. No. He's not trying to hide us. He says, I put you on a hill. You can't be hidden. You are the light. You don't light up a lamp and do what? And hide it and cover it with a bushel or a basket. You put it on a lampstand to shine. Are you still with me? There's a reason why the Bible says not to worry. He says you should not bother about what you will eat. You see that in Matthew 6. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will clothe yourself with. Kings and priests don't bother about those matters. The one who owns your life, your father has already taken care of it. He says, I've given unto you all that pertaineth unto life and godliness. He's already given. So it means that we're not hustling for daily bread. Say amen. We're not hustling for urgent 2K. Amen. We are hustling because we have people to people to give the gospel. We have people to be a blessing to. So when you are looking at your business, you cannot become, hey, at least when I sell 10, I will now have 5,000 every day and you're happy. Please be happy and be grateful. Meanwhile, it's not for you and yourself and your family. It is that, how about I sell to 10,000 people? So 10,000 people will have come across me and my business. I'm showing them how Jesus runs a business. How about I look at having 1,000 clients? So I get interface with 1,000 clients. And they're seeing and experiencing the life of Jesus in me. What a blessing. Don't you think so? Hallelujah. So don't worry about all of that. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. God is your protection. God shields you. See, I want you to come out of that limitation and soar. He says he suffers no man to do them harm. Nobody has the capacity to hurt you. Your life in Christ is hidden. Well hidden. Well hidden. And lastly, I've said it before, I'm saying it again. Jesus is coming soon. So if you've never had the opportunity of giving your life to Jesus, or you have, but somehow you have, you know, you have taken steps backward, today is a good day. Today is a very good day to give your life to Jesus. Today is a beautiful day to rededicate your life to Christ and stand for Him. All of these things we are reading, how that God will always show up. He shows up for His sons. He shows up for His daughters. He shows up for His people. If you are fearful, He says, my children are not fearful people because I didn't give them fear. So you just need to receive His life. And His life will take away the fear. In Him was life. And that life was the light of men. Hallelujah. In Him was life. He said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I am coming back again. I am coming back again. I am coming back again. Let Him not meet you unprepared. Let Him not meet you. Let Him not meet you unsaved. And it's not, you don't need to do anything. You're not bringing money. You're not bringing anything. You're just making up your mind to receive His life and believe that He died for you, and for your sake He was raised from the dead. He died for your sins. Jesus died for your sins. The gospel of Christ is that He died for your sins. He was buried and He was raised to life. So if you don't mind, all eyes closed, I'm giving you an opportunity to just come forward today and receive the life of Jesus. If you have never been born again, there is joy in this kingdom. There is peace in this kingdom. If you've never given your life to Jesus, today is a good day. Today is an opportunity for you to step out and receive His life. If you have, you know, stepped away, you know that if the trumpet sounds now, if the trumpet sounds right now, you are not going anywhere. You just know, I am not standing with Jesus. It's not anything to be ashamed of, because you will not know what is shame in hell. You will not even, you will not be talking about shame in hell. Please come forward quickly. We are already out of time. Come forward quickly. Come forward quickly. Come forward quickly. Receive the life of Christ. Being a Christian does not stop you from, you know, looking good. Does not stop you from being joyful. We party in this side of life. We are the ones living the best kind of life. We are the ones living the high life. The higher life, I will say. There's a girl here, you know you should be out here. You know it. A young lady. Father, thank you. Oh, Father, we give thanks. Thank you, Lord.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.